Welcome back to another episode of In the Rearview Mirror, a supernatural retrospective. We are your Hunter hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
And we're going to be talking about more episodes of Supernatural. We still don't have 327, but we are watching all 327 of them. This week, we're still on season 4, but we watched It's a Terrible Life, The Monster at the End of This Book, and Jump the Shark. So, these episodes were, like, good. We get a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Monster at the End of This Book and Jump the Shark, we get a lot of information. This is just kind of, It's Terrible Life, just interesting.
Yeah, but, like, yeah.
We do meet Zachariah, so that's
we
fair.
Do meet Zachariah, so this is, like,
he will be coming back.
Where we have, like, Dean Smith and, like, was it Sam Weston, right?
Sam Wesson.
Wesson, that was
because that's the name of a gun.
Oh, Smith, is it really?
Smith and Wesson.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Stupid, and I love it.
Yeah. I don't know. This episode was really good. It was just, like,
I love Dean Smith.
Yeah, I do too.
I heart him. He's a cutie pie. Him and his cleanses, I love him.
Yeah. Although, like, what he was saying, I even said that to you, Sierra.
His suspenders.
Like, he was like, I know his suspenders too. He was like, oh, it's lemon juice and maple syrup and cayenne pepper. And I honestly, I was like,
maple syrup.
You know, that doesn't sound horrible. Like, I feel like at the time when I watched this, I was like, that sounds disgusting. But I was like, you know, it's probably like sweet, spicy lemonade.
It's the master cleanse. Eddie read all the cards. This episode honestly drives me bonkers. I love this. It's so funny.
Yeah.
These are the types of almost fillers that I live for.
Yeah.
Because it is like a filler, except the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, because it's like one of those good ones that, like, they bring a point onto it. And the point was that, like, Zachariah was trying to show Dean that, like, no matter what, this is your destiny. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to be hunters.
It's in his blood.
Which is really wholesome. I mean, I do like this entire episode because, like, it does show, like, Dean, even though he might seem like kind of a douchebag, but he like actually does care for people, it looks like. And he does care, like,
he did feel bad when Ian started to freak the hell out about his T95
or
whatever.
Like, yeah.
He's like, buddy, calm. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Calm down.
Yeah. Speaking of Ian, he is the best retail worker and is every, like, retail worker.
Oh, my God. Love Sam's degenerate friend, Ian. I love him so much. Ooh, what did he say? He's like, well, I hope they'll spank me or whatever. He's got that message to go to HR.
Well, and then even when he asks Sam, he's like, okay, I need the dreams. And then, like, Sam's like,
I won't laugh.
He's like, I don't know. Me and this guy are like, kill this demon Lilith.
He's talking about hunting vampires, I think.
No, it's about Tessa. He's like, I just saved the Grim Reaper, Tessa, and, like, from demons. And he goes, ah!
He's like, how much D&D did you play when you were a kid?
Yeah,
thank God we got funny. Harry Potter here to save us from the apocalypse. Wizard. These episodes have great quotes. They're so funny.
They really do.
I write them down because I'm like, I have to say this word for word. It's so funny.
Well, like, even, I don't know. All of this is just so funny. And, like, they bring the ghost facers back for, like, a hot
second,
too.
Don't talk to me. Why would you bring up the ghost facers right now? I totally forgot.
Like, they
hate,
like,
those guys.
Came, I know. He's
the,
like,
Winchesters.
The Winchesters. Hate those guys. Winchesters. Like,
douche nozzle Winchesters told us or whatever that they say.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. Like, I loved them. I loved how they were like, look, real ghost hunters. And I'm like,
I know.
Oh,
the ghost facers are, like, in tears.
I know. It's like, ghost facers. I also like that they branded, like, their own salt.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, here, take some salt. It's like ghost facer salt. I'm like,
Well,
okay.
It's just because they had to cover the brand.
I guess.
It is, but it's, of course, they brand it with ghost face. This official ghost facer salt guaranteed to get rid of your ghosts.
Yeah.
They should sell that. That would have been a good idea. That would have been a good idea for their brand.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked kind of, like, the rest of this episode. So, was like, everything was, like, flipped, too. Dean was doing research.
Oh, what I do best, research. And we're all like, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Cursed. Did Sam breaking into the emails? I happen to use some skills that I have.
Yeah, and he's like, what?
And he's like, that's awesome. And I'm like, yeah, it is. That is awesome. All right. I love how Sam brings this up to him, though, in the elevator. He basically just like, so do you believe in ghosts? Dean's just like, dude, I don't know you. What are you talking
about?
Well,
I know. And then when Sam is just like, yeah, I had these dreams. And, like, Dean's like, are you psychic? He's like, what? No, that'd be nuts.
That's crazy.
Like, and I'm like, Sam, shut up.
I want to let you know that you are a share. There are elevator exchanges. I love it because Dean's just like, you're crazy. And then like 2 days later, Sam sees him when Ian like pencils his neck and is just like, they're like doing the eye thing. And I'm just like, yeah, Dean, is Sam crazy now?
To be fair, hello. It was super funny. Like Sam's asking these questions and Dean is so uncomfortable. Like he's like, what is happening? Like I'm just imagining going through Dean's mind and like, what? Oh, and then also before when Sam was having these visions, like before he thought it was Dean, like he's having visions. He's like, wait, I knew that guy. And like, could you imagine like this is like your kind of boss supervisor. They don't see this like elusive Dean Smith. Mm-hmm. And you just see a vision of this guy sawing off a head and there's just blood going up. And you're like, who is this man? Like, why am I seeing visions of him doing this? Like, this is so random. Like...
Yeah,
I thought that was fun.
It is kind of crazy. You know what's sort of interesting? God, there's so many quotes, but I want to make this point before I forget. It's Sam, the one who's really persistent about this, the one who originally had tried to get out of hunting.
Oh, yeah,
to and go so back he's to really hunting. The one, yeah, who
wanted, I never realized that.
Yeah, he had these visions and stuff, and then he's like, come on, man, like, you know, just hit the road, you know? And then Dean, like, sums up their whole life, credit card scams, old garbage motel rooms every night. And Sam's like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, honestly.
And that's, I just thought it was interesting that they kind of switched that instead of, but I guess really at this point, Dean's not as into hunting as he once was, but.
Yeah, that is actually, like, really fair.
Yeah, he tired. He'll hunt, but he's not into this. He's being manipulated by these angels. He doesn't like that.
Really quick before we get into the angels, the other thing that I, like, almost was, like, too soon, when, like, Sam's like, is this even real? And he's like, well, yeah, my father's like Bobby Smith. Ooh. And like Ellen and Joe, or like Joe's my sister. And I was like, aw. And then like Sam was like, yeah, I was like gonna be engaged. I just called my ex-fiance Madison. I got a dog or an animal hospital. Mm-hmm. And I was like, too soon, guys.
I know.
I was like,
I know,
honestly, that's seasons, but
really
all, like,
funny though.
I was laughing soon. Really hard. I was like, because to me it was like, funny because like Zachariah is doing all this and I'm just like, could you imagine being like, hey, I'm gonna fuck them over and do this. I'm gonna make his ex-lover, like, you call him, it's an animal hospital. Like, lol. I thought that was really funny though.
That was very funny. Okay, two more quotes and then I'm done, I swear.
Okay,
but I remember when Sam's in Dean's office and he's trying to explain this, he's like, it's something not natural. I'm like
supernatural.
I know. And I'm like, oh, you almost got it, guy. It's closed. It's not natural. And then Sam's conclusion when Dean makes the ghost, like, dissipates the ghost with the wrench, he's like, ghosts are scared of wrenches.
Oh, yeah,
how
yeah, yeah,
ghosts
yeah.
Ghosts are scared of wrenches.
Yeah, I like, did enjoy yeah, that. They were like,
ghosts' what? Kryptonite are wrenches.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's, the ghost's kryptonite is wrenches.
That's what they took from that. Okay, so to the angel. So we're talking about Zechariah at the end, because Zechariah comes out and it's like, boom, Dean, like, this isn't real. Look, you're always supposed to be destined and do what we say because we have, like, big plans for you and everything. Mm-hmm. But before that, I thought it was really interesting. And I can't take props because I didn't see this at first. But someone was like, pay attention to this. When they're in the fake, like, world, it's very bright and vibrant. Like, the colors are, like, they shot it. Like the color corrected it. So, like, it all looks, like, real and it looks full. Like, all their skin looks tan. Like, everything just looks really nice and bright. And then as soon as Zechariah is like, oh, Dean, and, like, changes it back to, like, where Dean remembers, like, the real, real world, it gets duller. And they use that in, like, later, like, episodes, mm-hmm. I'm going to say. Like, the color change to, like, prove that, like, they are – something's not right, or, like, they're somewhere else. Like, and I always like that in, like, films and movies because, like, you don't notice it. It's, like, kind of the same thing when you're, like, when you're walking outside. If it's gloomy, like, you're like, oh, it's gloomy. But if it's sunny, you're like, huh, like, it's nice outside. So, like, if it's a well-lit scene that everyone looks happy and bright, like, you don't see that shit in scary movies is kind of what I'm saying. Like,
you
everything's
don't.
Gloomy and dark and, like, it's hard to see, like, because that's the tone they're trying to set. Mm-hmm. So it was really interesting to be like, oh, look, the good life. And then, like, we went back to this, like, really sad, like, kind of color thing, and I was like, boys, like,
they jumped out of that dream world, and
yeah.
Here he is back in his being controlled by angels.
It kind of reminded me of the, like, the Jin episode, because I kind of thought they did. I didn't pay too much attention because, like, it was just dark in the real world in general,
right?
So I couldn't be like, like, I think it was just that's, and they could have just done that. It was like, it was just dark in the real world,
right.
In general.
They kept their filming for the non-Jin scenes, I think, normal, but the contrast with the actual Jin dream colors and stuff, I think,
was there. Yeah. Like, everything did just, they looked like they kind of color corrected it.
Yeah, so everything just looks kind of bright and happy and not sad and gloomy.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing, too, like, with Zechariah, that, like, we get the scary angel because he's like, look, I'm Cass's superior because after Uriel, like, we can't have that again, right?
That's intimidating, yes.
And then, you know, he's like, yes, Dean, you will do, like, kind of like what we say. But he says a line that was, you will do what you're destined to do. And to me, that's so vague because I know what Zechariah's plans for Dean are. So it's really interesting to be like, what Dean thinks the plans are and what Evan and like Zechariah thinks the plans are different. So they're specifically vague for that reason.
Well, and
to be like, look, we never lied to you.
Well, it's interesting because that's Zechariah's response to Dean literally straight out asking him. Is like, okay, what are these plans? You haven't told me anything. You just come in, you ask me to do stuff, and I do it. But, like, what is the grand plan here? What is the... And he's like, you're just going to do everything you're destined to do, Dean. That's all you need to know.
I even think Dean is like, are we going to stop the apocalypse? And he's like, you're going to do whatever you're destined to. And, like, that's...
Don't worry
I think
about
that's
it.
What it was, like, the kicker is that Dean's like, we're going to stop the apocalypse, right? Like, that's our end goal, right? And Zechariah was just like... You will do what you're destined to do.
Destiny.
Like, not confirming that, like, yes, we are going to stop the apocalypse, but, like, you're going to do what you're going to do, like, kind of thing. And we're like, oh.
We're going to stop the apocalypse, right? You're going to do some stuff for us. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You stopping
the
apocalypse? The apocalypse will, there will be things dealing with the apocalypse. Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay. Moving on, because the monster at the end of this book is just, I feel like I have a lot of thoughts.
Sure.
To say.
I have some thoughts as well.
And I'm going to go with the fact, and I don't, it's like not really spoilers, but like it kind of is for later seasons. We're going to watch this episode with in our minds of the theory that Chuck is God, because there are some things later on that kind of happens that leads people to believe that he could be God.
Things that support this theory.
Yes.
Sure.
And I do want to bring it up because it's really hard to, like, tiptoe around this because it's kind of big.
Yeah.
But I really like, we get LARPing. We get, like, the start of LARPing in this episode.
This is bananas because they walk in and do their usual little spiel and he's just like, oh, I get it, you guys. Like, and it's like, I get, you're LARPing. And we're like, what are you talking about? And this guy tells them their entire MO and I'm just like, oh, they're like, how do you know who these people are? What is going on? What is going on? Why do you know these things about the boys?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? This is a very, definitely a meta concept, this episode. Which is, so it starts off like this and we're like, what's going on? And then we end up, they have these books and we're like, what?
Yeah, it's so meta. I love it. I love it so much. Like, I love when they're reading the books and they're like, dude, this is weird. Like,
I'm full frontal in here, dude.
Yeah, he's like, this is weird. And then he's like, and Sam's just like, yeah, I'm looking up, like, all this stuff. And, like, you know, there's Dean girls and Sam girls and, you know, Slash fans. And they're like, what is that? It's like,
they do know we're brothers, right?
It literally
doesn't seem to matter.
It doesn't seem to matter. And he's so angry. He's like, ugh. And I'm like, why is this so meta? Because I can totally see, like, Kripke being like, I made this beautiful show and you guys are just turning it into this dirty mess. Like, stop shipping them. They're brothers.
It's like, please stop. Please.
It's so funny.
That
doesn't
is like,
seem to matter.
They're literally just like, can you guys please stop?
Like, literally, like, please stop.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I did think that was funny. And I'm like, yeah. We've just moved on to shipping Dean with someone else, though.
You gotta move on, you know?
I do enjoy, though, like, we go to the publisher who we've seen before.
Oh, familiar face?
Yes, she was in, I know it. The
Usual Suspects.
Yes, the Usual Suspects. Yeah. I was like, Dana Schultz. The
yeah,
Dana Schultz.
Yeah, yep. Dana Schultz.
Dana Schultz. And I was like, it's the wife.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's in one more episode in like season 15
or guess
something.
She is. I guess she was resurrected. Wonder who made that deal.
I don't know. Yeah, she loved the boys apparently now.
Mm-hmm. We are all the publisher.
Yes, we are.
Just want to make that clear. Everything that she said, mood.
Yeah, and then I love that we get to break out the like anti-position tattoos. Like, look, we're mega fans.
I know.
And she's like, ah, look at me.
We're big fans. Oh my God, I forgot about the tattoo thing.
Yeah,
That was so funny. I'm like, oh, you have an anti-possession ass tattoo? I'm like, there can be worse places for it. That works. So I guess she'll never get possessed, so that's good.
I know, I was thinking about that. I was like, could you imagine, like you know, selling these books? Like, I'm thinking, like, Supernatural, like, in our, like, in actual reality, being, like, everyone getting these anti-possession tattoos and all these demons are like, fuck!
This is a problem.
I can't possess like, could you?
What is with all these people? They end up at, like, a convention or something. It's like, how can I not possess any of these people? That would be funny.
This is really funny to me. Yeah, like
That would be funny.
I thought that was really funny. And then we meet Chuck. Yay, Chuck. I love Chuck. I love Rob Benedict. Honestly, like, Chuck is the best character.
Chuck is both great and annoying.
Yes.
But I do love the narration as they walk up to Chuck's house. They approach ramshackled house. The ramshackled house.
The ramshackled house. And Dean forcefully pushes. Or no, determination. Forcefully pushes the button with
determination.
Mood. That's how I'm feeling.
Do you think if I were psyched, do you think I'd be writing? Writing is hard.
Oh, Chuck. Oh, Chuck. No, but I love it. Like, he's just like, hey, I like Chuck's just like, yeah, goodbye, guys. You're fans. Mm-hmm.
I know.
And then I do like, he's like, wow, you guys are telling the truth. Because he's like, he's a real guns. And he's like, yeah, I have some Zion posters. And he's like, please don't shoot me.
Is this a misery thing? Oh, God, it's a misery thing, isn't it?
He's like, no, it's not a misery thing.
We are not fans.
I'm Sam, and this is Dean Winchester.
This
is Sam, and I'm Dean Winchester. And he's like, Winchester? I never wrote that in the books.
I didn't write that down. I didn't tell anyone that. Come in, I guess.
Yeah, also, I do love, like, you're talking about, like, how meta. Oh, it's just, oh, it's so juicy.
It is.
Because, like, he's talking, Chuck's like, wait, you had to live through the bugs? What about the ghost ship? And he's like, yeah, we lived through that. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. If I knew, like, that's just bad writing. And I'm like.
But to be forced to live bad writing.
Oh, my God, I loved it. It was like, ugh.
That is
funny, though. You had to be forced to live bad writing. Oh, I loved it. Because it's like, yeah, those episodes were not that bad.
All for the sake of literary symmetry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but Chuck is so good.
Yeah, I love Chuck. God. He's like, oh, no, and then you lost your girl. I'm sorry.
I know.
He even says the fun line of like, oh, I know what's going on. I'm God. And they're like, no, you're not God.
It's like,
whatever. So the rest of the episode, you know, like, they're reading these things, and I love it because, like, you know, they're in the laundromat, like, oh, Sam's God. Brooding. He goes, this guy's right. Those are your brooding shoulders.
Those are your brooding and pensive shoulders.
He's like,
hey, you just thought I was a dick.
He's like,
guy's good.
Guy's good. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I love it. And then, like, of course, that, like, no matter what they do. So it's always really interesting because, like, when you look at this, like, no matter what they do, this is pretty much what the story is telling, that they really don't have free will because, you know, they had a pamphlet, a blueprint of, you know, don't stay at the Red Motel. Mm-hmm. Like, Dean, like, go park your car and everything. Like, you're not going to drive around and everything. But, like, no matter what they do, it's going to end up
the same.
It's going to end up the same.
Same results.
Yeah. Which is really interesting to think about because kind of knowing what we know,
mm-hmm.
I'm very curious.
But, I mean, even their decision to, like, go off book, how do we know that that was, like, their decision? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
was
that's
that entirely,
like, my point.
So it's like,
so it gets interesting. So with the theory that Chuck has gotten,
mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting because then you're saying that Chuck is writing the story and, like, Chuck knows that, like, what is happening and he is actually saying it.
The puppet master. Sure.
Yeah, and he can do this. And so I don't know if he, like, he's just, like, telling the future and, like, they're doing your own will and, like, that's what's happening,
mm-hmm.
or, like, it is the regardless of what you do, this will be your destiny kind
how,
of thing.
Yeah, how much of their lives are really affected by, you know, either by, like, destiny or, you know, I guess Chuck pulling the strings.
Yeah, I do think that's really interesting. Well, because they even, like, oh, I kind of forgot, like, so, and, like, later after Wholesome, Dean prays for Cass because he wants help.
Oh,
like, save Sam.
The first time that Dean
prays ever.
Prays?
I know.
It's a good sign.
And Cass comes, I know. Oh, I was like,
oh. Oh, my God. I didn't even talk to you about this. Ugh. So this is a good thing, Dean.
Cass doesn't do this now, but, like, they're talking about, because Chuck's the prophet. Mm-hmm. That's what Cass says. Which, A, I find this really interesting that he thinks that they are a prophet. I wonder if he got that, like, from higher up or if he just knows that he's a prophet.
Well, all the angels know all the names of the prophets.
Yes, but I don't know. Cass only says, like, yeah, he's a prophet. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, how does he know? And they're like, well, I don't know how
heaven
prophets are made. Yeah, but heaven, like,
They just
so,
are the prophets. That's what he says, pretty much.
I mean, anyway, yeah, Dean prays. Kind of going back. Dean's like, please, we need to stop this. We need to stop this. Like, and Cass is like, no, like, this is what's going to be. And
So it shall come to pass.
Yes. Well, because it is that whole thing of, like, yeah, it has been written. And so it must be, like, this way. And especially because, like, Cass is an angel, like, they don't defy orders. They do what they've been destined to do.
They're obedient.
Yeah. So I did like that cheeky little Cass. I know this is your favorite.
Yep.
When he's like, you know, like,
prophets are very powerful because I can't do anything because they're assigned archangels. Mm-hmm. And if anything come to harm shall pass of these prophets.
If anything threatens the prophet, you know, anything at all, you know.
The archangel will rant, like, send its wrath upon mm-hmm. that thing. And so Dean is like, so, like, if a demon was in a room with a prophet, and he's like, all of heaven's power will rain down on that demon.
Right.
And then he says what?
Just so you understand why I can't help.
I know. He's cheeky little, like, huh? Look, I'm cheeky.
This is the moment where Cass becomes my favorite.
To be fair, this is where this I was like, moment. I understand why people like him right. now. Like,
yeah, I was like, I understand why people like him. And then I was just like, I love him.
Because he just turned into, like, because now it's like, he is picking up, like, these social cues of, like, no, I can't do this. It's like, well, I didn't tell him not to do this. Like, I didn't tell him to do it. I told him what would happen if I were to interfere.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I guess you're right. Like, so with that, knowing that there's an archangel on their tail, obviously mm-hmm. Dean goes and gets Chuck.
All right, Chuck, come on.
This is where I kind of believe the God theory, too. Because God, you know, is writing his plans down. He's making his worlds. This is his creation.
Sure.
And he's just, like, dicking around being like, what am I going to put these people through? Whatever.
You're right, yeah.
You know, he's written this thing. This shall come to be. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden, you have Dean coming in. He's like, what are you talking about? I didn't write this. And the thing is, the things that bothers me about that line is mm-hmm. that, like, and he doesn't even say, I didn't write this, or, like, I didn't see this. Like, this isn't supposed to happen, like, kind of thing. And that always just, like, kind of interesting to me because, like, Chuck knew Sam and Lilith were going to sleep together. But mm-hmm. I was like, why, though? They don't tell him because, like, you know, the deal was, which I totally forgot about, that, like, you know, Lilith is like, for self-preservation, I figure out I'm not going to live, so how about I just kill you and Dean and make it even? And Sam's like, cool, like it, sounds good.
Call it.
Let's sleep together.
Yeah, exactly.
So I honestly think, and the thing is, Dean would have said yes to that deal too. Honestly think he would have.
Absolutely.
Because I think he would have, like, if Lilith was like, yeah, I'm going to back down or whatever. I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't. I don't know. But, like, it's kind of weird. I think he may have taken the deal if he actually genuinely thought that this was going to work.
Right. I mean, that makes complete sense. He would definitely kill himself, you know,
to save
6 billion yes. people.
So I just think it's weird that Chuck didn't write this down, I say in air quotes, mm-hmm. that part, if he saw and he knows everything, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And then because Chuck was so surprised when Dean comes in, is like,
oh, he shook.
You're coming with me. We're going to go to Lilith. And he's like, what are you talking about? I didn't write this. Huh? This shouldn't be happening. Like, I didn't do this. And I'm like, because God, the all-knowing, is like, you're not supposed to have this free will. Because mm-hmm. free will is not real.
He's, whoa, I didn't tell you to do this, buddy. What's going on here?
And we've just seen that. We've just seen that free will is not real for mm-hmm. Sam and Dean. So why is all of a sudden this is working? And I think that's very interesting. Sierra, you, though, had a really good point of, if you think about who really, like, started this train kind of going?
Mm-hmm. Do you mean that because of Cass's intervention is what got this ball rolling? That theory that I have?
Yeah. You said that, and that was fantastic. Because I do think that's so true.
I mean, because Cass really is the one who's not playing by his rules right now, it seems. You know, he's rebelling against heaven, supporting the Winchesters more than he should be. You know, he likes Dean. It's got a little weakness. It's Dean. And so he sort of helps them out more than he really should be by angel standards, right?
Yes, I do agree because Cass, if he, just didn't say anything, and mm-hmm. he could have just been like, no, I can't say this anything. I can't say anything to Dean. Right. He could have helped Dean and been like, no, I'm sorry, this is just going to happen. Mm-hmm. It would have been fine. Because he was just like,
tell him but not tell him.
Yeah, tell him but not tell him.
Tell him so why I can't help him in a way that will help him,
yeah,
effectively.
So if Cass didn't do that, then Dean would have just given up. Or if Cass just would have said, there's nothing you can do, Dean.
Right.
Like, he would have given up because he would have believed Cass. So it's interesting that Cass is like, huh. Because I think Chuck was like, what the fuck happened?
Right. Cass wasn't really supposed to like Dean enough to just decide to kind of tell him mm-hmm. some information that he should have, mm-hmm. you know, learning about prophets for the first time, mm-hmm. you know, just so he understands, mm-hmm. you know, why he can't help. And I think Cass's motivation for sort of telling Dean in that roundabout way how to mm-hmm. get around this little Lilith problem, you know, Dean's really mad.
Yeah.
He's pissed. He's like, I do everything that you ask, and you're not going to do this one thing for me right now? Mm-hmm. Great. Next time you want my help, you're not getting it.
Yeah.
And so Cass, one, is like, oh, dear, we need him to do what Heaven wants, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, on the other hand, he kind of wants Dean to like him.
Yeah,
he doesn't want Dean to be mad at him. He kind of wants to, he likes getting to know these Winchester brothers.
And yes, he's just like, I think he
I enjoy our interactions. I want them to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so Cass, he hangs his head a little bit, and he's just like, oh, I can't, I don't want him to be mad at me. So
yeah,
he tells him this. And so I think it's both, he wants to follow Heaven, make sure the orders are followed all the time, blah, blah, blah. He wants Dean to like him.
He wants the brothers to, like, trust him, I think, mm-hmm. at least Dean. I don't think he actually cares about Sam at this moment.
He, okay, listen. People make a lot of jokes about Cass not liking Sam, which he does, but he...
I think, okay, just this is kind of a tangent for later, but, mm-hmm. like, I do love Cass and Sam's relationship later.
It They're iconic. Like
the best.
They're iconic. I love them.
Now it is a little tense, but...
My two-face.
It gets better.
Listen, their hearts were in the right place. As always,
yeah.
They're just a little chaotic about it. What are you going to do? So he's, I guess, neutral with Sam right now. But he's important to Dean, so, you know, Cass would make sure he's all right.
I just thought it was interesting.
The interesting thing being who has free will right now? Who's able to exercise that?
Yeah, I do think it is interesting because I'm...
Because I had said earlier in an earlier episode of this, they seem to have less and less sort of free will. I think it was probably in the beginning of the season I said that because... They're just having to follow, like, what other sort of supernatural beings. They're making deals, and they're having to do whatever they say, basically, with these angels here. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, okay, demons are one thing, but Uriel said the only thing that can kill an angel is another angel.
Yeah.
So they got nothing with the angels. So they kind of have to do what they say. And so it just seems they're getting farther and farther away from free will, if they've had it at all.
So I also find this interesting that you... Now that you're saying, like, yeah, if they have had it all, that, like, kind of in regards to this up-and-coming apocalypse, so if Chuck is God, wouldn't God want to stop the apocalypse? But instead, he's just kind of like, playing, like, a cat-and-mouse game? Like, mm-hmm. let's do this. This seems fun. So I'm like, okay, what's your agenda, God?
He just wants Chuck. To see what would happen.
And I'm like, I do find that a little interesting. Yeah, what is free will and what is not? Because for all we know, he's just
puppet master.
Yeah, he like literally this whole thing, the entire apocalypse, regardless of whatever happens,
orchestrating the whole thing,
thinking that everyone actually has free will and they really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess we can move on to the last episode.
Was that aw?
You say aw?
It's sad.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. This is Jump the Shark. We learn that the Winchesters have another brother.
Adam. Such a cutie.
Yeah. We also learn that John is more of a piece of shit.
Oh. Interesting that you're the one with that statement.
Yeah. I kind of forgot. It was kind of both that, like, I understand he was older, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I just kind of feel bad.
I'm upset, like Dean is upset in the beginning of this episode.
Because I thought, like, maybe, like, I was correct by saying that Adam is a few years younger than them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 8 or something?
He's probably at this point, almost 10 years younger than Dean.
Okay, so, yeah, okay. That's what I thought. But when they were talking about it, I was like, oh, wait, maybe he's younger, like 15 years. And I was like, okay, so the boys were maybe, like, high school, going into college, I say, for Dean.
Nope.
Like, but, yeah, and so I was like, oh, so, like, maybe, like, this life, and he felt bad, and he can't really change it because he wants the boys to help him find Mary's killer, and... Sam's just kind of being a brat and being like, I don't want to be with you guys. I'm leaving. And so he's like, And I was like, that would make sense.
I'll start a new family then.
Yeah, kind of. But, like, then I was like, oh, no, he's not that young. So they were, John was just out and then happened to sleep around. Also, I really enjoy that Sam was like, you know, like, save the girl, you sleep with her. And then
girl's
Dean's
grateful.
Just like, yeah. And he's just like, oh, no. I'm like, Dean, you do this all the time. Like, this is what you do. Like,
do you remember in, was it?
Elisa, hello.
No. Do you remember when it was, oh, yeah, you're right. But do you remember, I think it was Wendigo, where I think Sam gets, like, a kiss on the cheek or something, and uh-huh. Dean's kind of just like, scam. Hello? Help save?
No, all I could think of was just, like, Dean, you literally thought that that's what happened with Lisa. Like, you saved her, or, like, you were in town or something, and then, like...
Girl's grateful.
Yeah. Hello, Dean.
Oh, parallel?
Yeah, like...
That's fake, but I don't care.
Yeah, I just kind of found it funny that, like, Dean was, like, really upset. Like, this can't possibly happen. And I'm like, no, this is definitely happening. It was sad, though, that, like, Adam wasn't really Adam, but, like, it was just this stupid ghoul, but...
I know.
Adam really is the brother.
To be fair, that was a really good performance, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, such a scam because Dean is so pissed. He's like, you went to baseball games?
Yeah, to be fair. See,
you drove baby? That is the last straw.
Yeah, like that was, I understand. Like I did kind of feel, I forgot all this stuff. And I was like, poor Dean is just like, he thought John was fantastic. Ever since John has died, he's just seen again and again and again and again, like, why he's not fantastic
why
anymore.
Why he sucks.
And he's like, wow, my dad was an asshole. Like, I don't know. Yeah, this is just kind of, it's really heartbreaking to see that, like, you know, this is what Dean wanted. This is, I don't know. And Sam's like, you're not surprised, are you? Because, like, that's not surprising for him.
Well, yeah, because it's also the other thing of, Sam always had someone who took care of him. It was Dean. If John wasn't there, Dean was taking care of him, right? Mm-hmm. But Dean never really had anyone taking care of him. He took care of himself.
Yeah.
He was like four. And so he's just like, you're out here hanging out with this guy and you, like, you teach me how to shoot a shotgun, but you're taking this guy to a baseball game? Like, this is a scam.
Well, and then even, like,
he is kind of jealous of Adam.
I think also, and then later on, well, yeah, he is jealous of Adam. Yeah. Like, he's definitely jealous Sam's of Adam. Right. But also, I think, see, I think Dean does see John's, like, why he didn't tell him about the life or do any of this because, like, he wanted to protect him.
Right.
Although Dean, like, see, Dean understands that, but he's still salty because John hung out, like, and didn't do these things with, like, the boys. And I think that's, like, what is kind of sad. Because it's true. It's like, he's like, oh, my dad got this for me for my birthday. Or, like, we went to a baseball game on my birthday. What did you get? And then Dean's like, a gun.
He's just like, doesn't even answer him.
Yeah, so
he's like, well, ain't a baseball game, buddy.
Okay. I do like Dean was like, you know, he was trying to always be John, and he always wanted to be John, following his footsteps and everything, but Sam is the most like John, like exactly like him. I remember I said that, like, I think it was like season one or season two, that I was like, they have the most in common. They're the same people.
You did, yeah.
Like, and that's the whole thing. That's why they butt heads. It's because, like, they're the same people.
Right.
And Dean is finally realizing that.
Well, I liked with this conversation, I like because, you know, Dean says, he's like, I worshipped him. You know, I acted like him. We dressed the same. And he's like, but you're more like him than I'll ever be. And Sam's like, I'll take that as a compliment. And Dean says, take it any way you want.
Yeah.
He's not happy. He's like, take that however you want, man. But it wasn't a compliment. Like,
well, especially now that he's like, wow, Dean, John was not a good person. I'm worried for Sam now. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's already not liking John.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's like, well, no, Sam, I like you, like, how you are. Don't turn into John. Like,
right, because Sam agreed with, remember?
John, yeah.
Yeah, about the hunting. Sam agreed, and it was just like, no, we should teach this kid how to defend himself. He's a Winchester. He's already cursed. Mm-hmm. Like, things will come after this kid. Yeah, it did. And Dean's like, oh, I can't believe you teach him about hunting. Like, he doesn't want this life. Dad didn't want this for him. It's why he didn't tell him anything. Mm-hmm. Like, Dean's just really, like you said, trying to protect him. And Sam's like, no, he should be ready. He should be ready. And that's more of a John sort of mindset there.
It kind of relates when you were saying about It's a Terrible Life, too, where, like, Sam is like, no, we have to get back to hunting. It's like, Sam,
yeah,
you were the one who's like connections. Now you're saying, like, weakness, feelings are weak, like a weakness, like that you can't have these connections, like they're only end in death, like you can't do that.
Yeah, everything about this episode is kind of sad because I was like, well, Adam, we forget him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
That continues.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is kind of sad, but you know, in the vein of John being the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with what these ghouls are saying, though. Vis-a-vis John being the monster for killing a ghoul who was only eating corpses.
Mm-hmm. We did talk about that. Yeah. I was like,
to be fair, they were already dead. It's fine. He's not, the ghoul's not killing actual people.
I mean, other than John just only hunting, like, in black and white, all I can think of is that, like, maybe they thought it was something else that, like, was going to kill it later.
Well,
I don't know.
All monsters are monsters, and sooner or later, the ghoul probably want a taste of, you know, the good flesh. That fresh flesh.
Yeah, or like they didn't want to reproduce or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and they, you know, because then, more chances of, like, the Rougarou episode.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, the hunter was just like, well, guess I'm going to have to kill your wife, too.
Yeah,
like,
with the baby, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yep, black and white. Mm-hmm.
This was, at the end, though, I kind of feel bad because, like, Dean, you know, was accepting of Adam. Like, they threw him, like, a hunter's funeral, even though, like, they weren't a hunter. He's like, well, he's a Winchester, so, like, this is what we do. Like,
he died a hunter's death. He gets a hunter's funeral.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, Dean.
I know. Could have had another brother.
I know.
Sad. They would have been, he would have liked him. Although he would have been like, yeah, definitely stay far away from us, because you'll probably die.
Yeah, I know.
They haven't fully learned that lesson yet, but they're well on their way.
Yeah.
Sam's definitely cursed with that kind of stuff. Mom, yeah. Jess, yeah, Madison. Seriously. Dean, less so. Just the mom.
Last thing I really want to mention about this episode is, again, they throw in, like, the rock, paper, scissors thing that Dean always picks scissors.
Oh, my God. One brain cell. They both go for it without looking at each other at the same time, do rock, paper, scissors.
Well, I even looked at you. I was like, what are they doing? Fist bump? That
yeah, I'm like,
what is that? I'm like, oh, rock, paper, scissors. Yeah. And then also, like, you... Someone told me, or is you, that I'm assuming, like the theory that, like, you know, Dean being the big brother and mm-hmm. good that he is, he always lets Sam win.
Yeah.
By always doing scissors.
I mean...
But in this instance, I was like... What, like, this confirms two things. First of all, Dean, why did you throw up scissors again? Mm-hmm. Like, Sam was like, Dean, again, always with the scissors. Like,
he already said this to you.
Yeah, like, hello. Like,
realize your pattern.
And then maybe he just, you know, got flustered. But then later on when he's, like, you know, crawling through the creepy vents, he's like, why didn't I just throw up paper? Like,
why didn't I decide to let Sam suffer?
Yeah. So, like, it was just kind of like, maybe he does, like, do this on purpose.
I like it. I think it's wholesome. I think it's in character. It's my headcanon. I'm taking it.
Yeah, I do.
I'm running with it. I'm running with it. I love it.
Well, I do want to mention more about the ghouls because I feel like that's like it's one of the fun Halloween things, like ghosts and ghouls and ooh, like spooky. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like before this, I had no idea what a ghoul was. Like, I didn't know they eat like corpses. Is that like a thing?
I don't know.
I don't know the lore.
I only know supernatural lore about ghouls, and it's eating corpses and headshots.
Well, yeah, because they say like Sam was like, yeah, you're just scavengers. So, like, mm-hmm. it's kind of like vultures. Like, they yeah. only eat, like, dead meat. They can eat living stuff. They mm-hmm. just choose not to. They like, just,
exactly.
Weird, but okay.
Yeah, which is why, you know, the silver didn't work on them. No holy water. Dean's pulling out all the stops to be like, this has to be a demon, Sammy. We don't have another brother. This is nonsense.
To be fair, during that entire scene when Dean, like, had his gun cocked under the table, I was so stressed out. I don't know why. Like, I knew nothing was happening, but how Dean was so just staring at him.
Yeah.
His gun. He was just so anxious, and it was just really stressing me out. I was like, my God, Dean, lower your weapon. Like,
waiting for Adam to make one wrong move.
I mean, yeah. So what does her ghouls then? It just is a headshot? Like, what?
Yeah, maybe it's kind of like vampires. You just behead them. Maybe one of those monsters.
You don't really have like a tell.
Yeah, maybe it's just one of those monsters where it just you cut the head off and you're good to go.
Yeah,
there's no weird sort of. They're still alive unless it's like a silver machete or it's dipped in lamb's blood or whatever. Yeah. They're weird steaks or something. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think that's all for this episode. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Hunter Hosts. Also, check out our ratings for all these episodes, where they lie in our ranking. But we are your Hunter Hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We are driving off, and we will see you all next week in our rearview mirror.
Bye.